Nolte, How Biden's Agenda of Uncertainty Murdered Job Growth. By John Nolte on May 7, 2021. Friday's jobs report is a five-alarm disaster. Do not let the fake news media spin this failure any other way. The expected 1 million jobs collapsed to about one quarter of that with just 266,000 new jobs, which is such a dreadful number we would shrug at it during normal economic times. But these are not normal economic times. We're supposed to be roaring out of a recession caused by the China virus. America is supposed to be burning along the comeback trail. And we were before his fraudulency Joe Biden took office and gummed everything up. What Joe Biden brings to the table is what's most effective at killing economic growth and job growth, uncertainty. Uncertainty is why the Obama years were such a miserable economic failure. Obama strolled into office in 2009, the year after the 2008 crash. All he had to do to enjoy credit for a booming recovery was to get the hell out of the way. Instead, he hobbled the recovery with 8 years of bad policies. Obamacare, that created uncertainty in 8 years of nonstop talk about raising taxes and increasing regulations. This is why the so-called Obama recovery was the worst recovery since the Great Depression. What should have been a boom decade, like the 1980s, ended up being a blah decade. Today, Biden is doing the exact same thing with all his talk about tax increases and pursuing the unicorn of the green economy and all the staggering regulations certain to come with attempting to make that fairy tale come true. But on top of the Obama rerun, Biden is also working overtime to create uncertainty about the China virus, the very thing that dropped us in this economic mess. Instead of being a cheerleader for getting America back to normal, in ways both big and small, Biden is creating confusion and uncertainty by acting as though the coronavirus vaccine is essentially useless, which sends a message to a business community looking to expand that we still have no idea what the future will look like. Although states that have reopened completely are doing fine, Biden and his fellow Democrats are still wearing masks while outdoors, are still pushing lockdowns, still can't tell us if schools are going to reopen, and cannot stop trying to terrorize us with all this talk about coronavirus variants and the like. Even if certainty comes with bad news, new taxes and regulations, if big and small businesses at least know what the future's going to look like, they can start making some decisions, start moving forward. But how is a company supposed to plan for a future that might or might not include massive tax increases and all the expense involved in going green? How is a company to expand if it can't find people to hire because a large part of the American workforce is either 1. Not interested in going back to work thanks to ultra-generous coronavirus welfare benefits, or 2. Can't return to work because they have no idea if schools are going to reopen. Who will watch the kids? If Joe Biden continues to act like an anti-vaxxer who does not believe in the vaccine, what happens next? Will the lockdowns and crippling capacity restrictions end or not? Will schools reopen or not? If not, will there be another round of stimulus checks? Even so, those checks are a temporary boost to the economy, not a sustaining one. This jobs report will breed even more uncertainty. Although the White House was so certain this jobs report would be an all-timer, it had an entire day of celebratory events scheduled. The White House is now using this terrible report to push the idea of trillions of dollars in deficit spending. Will they or won't they? More uncertainty. If they do spend trillions, then there's the terrible uncertainty of even worse inflation, which is already a very real thing and the cruelest tax of all on the working poor. All Biden had to do to get his 1 million jobs number last month was nothing. All he had to do was to get the hell out of the way. Instead, he's engaging in anti-science fear-mongering with the virus, issuing threats to punish businesses with heavy taxes and regulations, and ensuring no one wants to work through the continuation, with no deadline, of these coronavirus welfare payments. Human beings are extraordinary when it comes to adapting. There is nothing we can't get used to, nothing we can't adapt to, except for uncertainty. We can't adapt, we can't hunker down, we can't dig in and make plans. We can't look ahead when we don't know what's coming, what the future will look like. Biden is sabotaging our economy and another so-called recovery is the result.